University at Albany sophomore Jamie Zeno isn't sure his absentee ballot was counted in last year's presidential election.
I registered to vote back home because I was working on a campaign for county judge.
He's from the upstate New York county of Shenango, between Binghamton and Utica.
I know on the voter registration forms it says I'm an inactive voter. But as someone who's very politically active, I would vote every chance I can get. And I submitted the absentee ballot. I know they received it, but I'm still not sure to this day if it was opened.
That's not the satisfying feeling you expect after doing your civic duty during a highly anticipated presidential election. And Jamie says he wasn't the only student to experience doubt over his or her vote.
There's a lot of people who registered to vote on campus. Their original intention was absentee, but then they heard their vote might not be counted, so they would vote on campus. And I know one person last year who went back home, and he lives west of Binghamton. And he had to go by bus, so it was a all-day trip just to go and cast his ballot because he wanted to vote in his local elections, but knew his vote would not be counted if he went by absentee ballot.
That's a lot of effort just to cast a vote. But it also casts a bit of a shadow on the process of absentee ballot voting, which can often be a confusing process, especially for students. Northeastern University senior Justin Benson says he would encourage his fellow students to forego the absentee ballot route altogether and register to vote in the district where they live on campus.
When you look at your day-to-day life, most of your, life interaction, whether it be going to class or going to work, you're usually touched more by the municipal level government. Your water and electricity is regulated at that level, the transportation systems that you have. And so I argue that since you're using the services in your local area, that's where you should have your voice and that's where you should register to vote.
Yet a study conducted after the 2008 presidential election at Northwestern University in Illinois showed that a majority of students going to school out of state chose to vote by absentee ballot in their home state. Northwestern University professor Michael Peshkin ran the study, one of the few of its kind.
We found two-thirds of the students wanted to vote in their home state and one-third wanted to vote in their college state.
Peshkin launched the Student Vote Project, which is now merged with the U-Vote Project at Northwestern's Center for Civic Engagement. Both are an effort to help students register to vote, either absentee or at the polls, whichever is their preference.
Two-thirds of the college students prefer to vote in their home state, I think because they just feel like they are a resident of that state. They've only been away for a year, 2 years, 3 years. And that's their preference.
Absentee voter registration drives have the added challenge of dealing with 50 states and 50 different processes for registering. Peshkin says that sets up barriers that discourage a lot of students from registering or even voting once they do register.
One of the worst is right adjacent to us in Michigan, where a fair number of our students are from. The first time you vote, you have to vote in person or else apply for an absentee ballot in person. So if you come from Michigan and you're a freshman and you arrive on campus and you want to vote back in Michigan, you have to, in your first month or something on campus, you would have to go back to Michigan to prove yourself.
But it's not just out-of-state folks, students or otherwise, who are electing to vote absentee these days. The number of absentee ballot applications submitted this year to New York's Clinton County Board of Elections from three wards in the city of Plattsburgh has risen about 400% to 500% since the last city council election. For some of the candidates, however, that has raised a red flag. Republican and Independent Party candidate Mike Drew is running for city council in Plattsburgh's Ward 2.
The more I dug into it, the college, which is in my ward and in Ward 3, there's about 60 absentee applications just from college dorms, and every one of them is checked that they're going to be out of the area, out of the county, in fact, on Tuesday the 5th, which is election day, and it's the middle of the semester, and so that was a concern to me.
Many states have no excuse absentee ballot voting, whereby voters don't need a reason to apply for one. But in New York, voters have to provide an excuse for why they're voting absentee. They must be out of the county, have an illness or disability that prevents them from getting to the polls, be a caretaker of someone who's ill or disabled, or be in prison or awaiting a trial. It's not illegal to hand out absentee ballot applications, and Drew's opponent in the race for the city council seat, Michael Kelly, has publicly denied anyone is handing out ballot applications on his behalf.
It's certainly not me who's doing this absentee voter drive effort. If a person has difficulty getting to the polls for whatever reason, and someone can help them vote, that's a good thing.
But Drew says he's worried that there is some fraud afoot with the dramatic increase in absentee ballot applications. He sent a note to Plattsburgh students living in the dorms in Ward 2 warning them to be wary of any potential voter fraud.
What really frustrates me about this is to say, hey, we've got a 500% increase in absentees and have other people go, oh, it's just getting people out to vote. You know, that's being naive or... or worse.
Absentee ballot fraud has been documented several times in the Northeast in the past few years. In 2009, forged ballots in a primary election in Troy, New York, led to an investigation of a housing authority employee who was processing absentee ballots for people who no longer resided in the city. And more recently, in Bridgeport, the Connecticut Citizen Action Group raised an alarm about ballot abuse in advance of the city's Board of Education primary after dozens of citizens called in complaints. But according to absentee ballot voter advocates, any potential fraud committed with absentee ballots has no more dishonesty than fraud committed at the polls. Deborah Cleaver is the executive director of Long Distance Voter, a website dedicated to helping voters sort through the process of registering for an absentee ballot.
There are people who have concerns about absentee ballot fraud. I do not share those concerns because there are so many safeguards in place. Let's start with the most obvious one. You have to sign the envelope when you send it back, and they compare the signature on the envelope to the signature with your voter registration form, which is exactly what happens at the polls when you sign in.
Voting by mail has become the norm for Western states like Oregon and Washington, where upwards of 80% of the population sends in ballots. Polling places are few and far between, and voter satisfaction is high. California also sees high mail-in voter turnout and offers the option to voters to become a permanent vote-by-mail voter. Cleaver says from the traffic she sees on longdistancevoter.org, the number of Americans seeking absentee ballots is steadily climbing.
I think, A, more people are aware of absentee voting in general. I think, an increasing number of states are offering no-excuse absentee voting, which just makes voting more convenient for people. And I think we're going to see this continuing trend.
A future where everyone will vote by actual mail may not be on the horizon yet, especially if the nation's youngest voters, like UAlbany sophomore Jamie Zeno, continue to push for on-campus voting.
It's a lengthy process that I think turns a lot of them away. With the new age of internet, I would say most college students don't know where a mailbox is on campus.
For WAMC News, I'm Jessica Blaustein-Marshall.